Welcome to the Elevate Life Project with your host, Michael Cohan. At the Elevate Life Project, we are dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Aim higher. Elevate your life. Hello, my friends. Hope everyone's doing well. I think I'm doing okay. But I do have a trouble with one thing. There's times when I have a lot of self-talk about who I am as a person, how I'm doing in life, and a lot of times it's very critical. I try not to have negative self-talk. It's an issue, though, from time to time for me. 12 years ago, I left my job in corporate to pursue a life of spiritual growth, and then ultimately to become a life coach. And there's times when I sit here and I look back over my life and I'm grateful for my journey, because if it didn't happen, we would never met my partner, my wife. If it didn't happen, I would never be hosting a podcast. And if it didn't happen, I would never be a life coach. But sometimes I feel like I'm just behind on the eight ball, just struggling. Now, I have a successful life coaching business. I have 52 private clients right now, and I'm doing pretty good for a life coach. But sometimes I look back and I think about my life and I look at friends, I look at family that just seem to be doing better in life financially. And I just beat myself up. And so today I want to talk about how to stop negative self-talk quickly with the steps that I do when I am being critical of who I am as a person, how I'm showing up in this world, and what I'm doing for a living. We all struggle with negative self-talk. One of the most critical mindset shifts you can make in your life is to eliminate negative self-talk. Although everyone seems to understand the importance of this shift, most people, including myself, still struggle with it. Negative, destructive self-talk disrupts your productivity and your life goals. You have countless negative conversations happening inside your head throughout your day. And these negative statements can leave you feeling frustrated, angry, defeated, or depressed. It is normal to want to solve all of your problems, but self-criticism does not help. If you catch yourself engaging in this type of negative self-talk, you can learn how to quickly switch gears and redirect your thoughts to more positive ones. Now, this process that I use is a practice. And practice means that you do it consistently. And if you do, you'll notice a positive difference in your thoughts and mindset if you try a little each day. So what can you do starting today to help halt negative self-talk? Try these tips to help you that I do and incorporate them in your life. First off, take a deep breath. People resort to beating themselves up because they feel overwhelmed, have too much to do, or don't know how to change your thoughts. If this is you, take a deep breath. It helps you momentarily slow down your thought process and realize that you are not in a position to change everything. Instead of thinking about how you can change your circumstances, try to focus on the things you can't control at this moment. Acknowledge your thoughts. Regardless of your negative self-talk stage, it's important to acknowledge it. It's very natural and healthy to have negative thoughts. We all have them. Try not to ignore them. Instead, take them as a signal from your mind that change is needed. For example, if you're feeling defeated, allow yourself to take a moment to give into those feelings and realize that it's normal to feel disappointed in yourself and your abilities. Once you have admitted your feelings, you can refocus on what matters in your life. Identify the cause. Take a minute to think about what's behind your negative thoughts. Are your complaints and negative self-talk rooted in your inability to practice your strengths, talents, and abilities? For example, if you have fantastic communication skills but keep letting your negative self-talk overshadow that fact, it's time to learn to harness your talents. There's a good chance you realize that your fears and negative feelings were all in your head. Create a routine. Building a pattern enables you to take less time, thoughts, and energy in negativity. Working through your negative self-talk is the best way to get past your toxic feelings. And you'll have an easier time working through them if you wake up to a planned day with not much to think about with regards to how you're going to start your day. After all, negative self-talk overwhelms you with unnecessary stress. If you can rise at the same time, have the same breakfast, and exercise at the same time daily, you don't have much to overthink and get yourself worked up. And finally, consciously work to silence your thoughts. Your mind can power through negative thoughts by itself, but your mind doesn't want to. You have to give it a helping hand. When you notice you're about to indulge in negative self-talk, snap out of it. Make a conscious effort to let the thoughts pass without acting on them. The more you practice this, the better you'll get at controlling your negative thinking. Your mindset is the driving force behind all of your actions. So it's imperative to learn how to shift your thoughts when negative self-talk begins. You have the power to change your life by changing the way you think about yourself. And remember, aim higher, elevate your life. Thank you for listening to the Elevate Life Project. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like our show, please write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our coaching classes, please visit our website at ElevateLifeProject.com and sign up for our newsletter. Remember, aim higher, elevate your life.